Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Welcome to the Closing Mark Report. It's April the 3rd, 2007. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. And then we'll hear the first crop progress report of the year. Today, just a few numbers from Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska. And don't forget that just after the bottom of the hour, meteorologist Don Day will join us for a complete look at today's agricultural weather forecast. So stay with us, won't you, for this Tuesday edition of WILL AM 580's Closing Market Report.
Hi, this is AM 580 Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. Would you like to TiVo our agricultural broadcasts? You can do so with AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. Listen to all our shows at your convenience. Go to willag.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple instructions and subscribe to the shows of your choice, the pre-opening, opening, and closing market reports, and Commodity Week. AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for a representative nearest you.
In Chicago on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. The May wheat at 419 off 9 cents today. July futures down 7 and a quarter at 434 and 3 quarters. September contract at $4.47 off 7 for the day. May corn futures at 8.5 lower, 346 and a quarter. The settlement price, July 358 and a quarter down 8 and a quarter. And December contract down 2 cents at 367 and one half for the day. May soybean futures, 763 and three quarters, were off 15 and a quarter. July at 780 and a half, down 15 and a quarter. November beans down 14 cents at 807 and one quarter. Bean meal futures were down $3.80 today at 214.50 in the nearby May. The May bean oil at 32.37, off 39 cents. Over at the Mercantile Exchange, April feeder cattle traded 110.57 and a half. They were up 37 and a half today. April live cattle were off 47 and a half at 98.52 and a half in the June contract at $95 even, down $1.40 for the day. April lean hogs were up 35 cents at 65.37 and one half. Crude oil, May contract now at $64.65, trading $1.29 lower. The CRB index at 313.78, that's down 129. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 12,514. It's up just about 132 points at this hour.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana will join us in just a moment, but I would like to brief you very quickly that this is the final day of our pledge drive, and we've raised nearly $10,000 from the agricultural audience. We're short about $1,400. We'd like to finish that off this afternoon, so we need 14 listeners maybe to call in. Might be you at $100 a pop if you have that opportunity. If you think that this is a valuable resource for you, that it makes a difference in the way you market your crop and the way you look at weather and agricultural conditions across the globe, we urge you now to dial this number at 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Let me repeat it one more time because this is important. We'd really like to push past that $10,000 mark for the ag listeners only in this fund drive. The number again, 217-244-9455. We'll return to that message in a moment. Time now to talk with Wayne Nelson. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about this Tuesday afternoon. You know, I wasn't here for the big drop on Friday or yesterday's drop. I was kind of hoping to come back on turnaround Tuesday, but not the case for much of the grains floor today.
Well, unfortunately, the turnaround was from yesterday afternoon when we did move a little higher. We got off the limit, moved down in the corn, and we were feeling pretty good about ourselves in the overnight mood of coming back up. And we thought maybe we'd sort of stem the collapse of the corn market after the big report, Todd. I guess we were wrong.
Indeed, we were. The question really is, how much lower is low here? Is there a bottom that's fairly close? Are we at that bottom at this point, do you think? What can producers expect as we go through maybe the next week? Not through a weather run in the next month or 2 months, but at least through the next week, week and a half, do you think?
Well, I think that we're probably going to see some more margin call selling generated out of today's activity in the short term. I think that I was surprised to hear that the bids at some like Staley's and Lafayette were as wide as 20 under the May for shipment now, which says that maybe, you know, we'd heard that the cash grain basis levels had improved on the river and at the Gulf yesterday after we saw stuff start to move, and we thought that export business was picking up that way. But some of our processes are pretty well covered that way. We are not, I don't think, extremely long ways away from the bottom here. I think that, you know, we're within 10 to 15 cents of the bottom of where I think it should go and stabilize just because of fundamentals now, Todd. You know, we're more favorable long-term than the negative as far as things go. But I suppose we could see another 5 to 7 cents tomorrow if we don't see some commercial buying come in.
As bad as Friday and Monday happened to be today, was on the charts at least a pretty ugly day in the nearby on the lead option. The deferred chart, not as bad, but it still doesn't look particularly good at this point, though we've got a lower low yesterday than we did today. So I suppose we ought to talk a little bit about old crop at this point and what producers might want to think about doing, if anything.
You know, I think hopefully that they've made their decisions what they need to have marketed before they start planning right now anyhow, Todd. And I suppose that most of the bin doors should be pretty well shut until after they get stuff planted at the time of year we are and what's going on. And, of course, with all the acres they tell us they're going to plant, the farmers should be busy getting their planters ready. But, you know, like I say, along the way, if they haven't moved it now, if their cash flow needs are okay, I guess I'm going to probably say that you sit tight, sit with those bin doors tight, and look for something to bounce back a little bit off this extreme move down. Even if we just get a 50% retracement back up, would be the time more to think about selling than down in here, I think.
The soybean charts look a bit better than the corn side.
Soybean charts look a whole lot better than the corn. Now, today was a rough day, but really we only erased what we put on yesterday, and we did not damage things as bad. It wasn't healthy to pull us down. The bean oil pulled the bean complex down along with the crude oil, anticipating the release of the British sailors. But basically, both the corn and the beans, the comments that come over our news wires was corn and beans in a free fall in light volume because of no buying. So basically, it wasn't on large volume that we went down today. So basically, if we get to a point where commercials, funds, whoever decides to do some buying, it might not take that much buying to push this back up or put back on what we took off today. So we have to remain a little bit optimistic. We don't want to get too overly optimistic, but as we looked at the spread ratio between corn and beans, especially with the wet weather, we've got an inch and a half of rain this afternoon. If we get more cold weather, more rain next week, we could see some of that acreage that was going to go to corn maybe switch back over to beans.
And I made note in Indiana that the anhydrous tanks were rolling at least yesterday afternoon on my way home. They'll be stalled this afternoon.
Yes.
But producers probably will be starting actually now at this point to get worried if the rainfall continues, won't they?
Well, I think concerned. I think that you know, it's still very early. My calendar only says it's April 3rd. We've got, with the big machinery we have now, this crop goes in a lot faster than it used to. I'm thinking that some of the small wet fields might end up going back to beans that were anticipated for corn if the fertilizer isn't already on them. So we might, around the country, you know, pick 1 million acres back up and get back under that 90 million acres for the corn is somewhat what we're thinking.
And then if you could talk very quickly about the livestock side for me, please.
Well, livestock, basically, the funds sort of pulled back out. They took some profits. We looked for things to bounce back up a little better today on the cattle side. Of course, pretty much of a standoff offered a dollar a bit at 98, sort of the first of the week type activities. The cash hogs did do a little better today, and, of course, we saw a little better markets there.
We appreciate you being with us.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
And that's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Tuesday afternoon.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Well, at the bottom of the hour, Don Day, agricultural meteorologist, will join us to take a complete look at the ag weather forecast for the two-state region, the Midwest, and around the globe. Our own Mike Sola says a flash warning is in effect, by the way, for southern Champaign County, northern Douglas County, that until 6:15 this evening. A tornado watch in effect for Clark and Cumberland counties until 8 o'clock tonight, Central Time. This afternoon in northern Illinois, mostly cloudy skies, windy, cooler, with scattered showers. That'll give way tonight in Illinois mostly cloudy skies. And it'll be windy and colder, some scattered showers then as well, especially during the evening hours. In Indiana, thunderstorms early, some severe, and then windy and colder with scattered showers overnight. Lows will range from 28 in the far northwestern part of Illinois to 42 in the south. Tomorrow in the north and central sections, mostly cloudy, very windy, some scattered sprinkles, even some flurries. In the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine and windy. Highs tomorrow from 35 in far northwestern Illinois to 55 in the far south. You know, it is the end of our pledge drive for this spring season, and we're hopeful that you'll pick up that phone right now and dial this number. It's 217-244-9455 in support of the ag programming here on the WILO radio stations. Again, that number, 217-244-9455. It's important to do. It's easy to do. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. You can write us a check as well if you'd like. Make your pledge today at 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey is in Pledge Central. Dave, the ag programming has been doing well in my absence. You've done a great job collecting all types of information. How far along are we?
Well, we to date have received almost $8,800 in support of agricultural programming here at the AM 580 radio station. Of course, our goal to get to $10,000 this afternoon, so we're about $1,400 shy of that mark. That could be a $1,400 phone calls, or it could be this, because I want to highlight a few particular friends of WILL AM 580 Agriculture, and that includes Robert Lasser of Colfax. It includes John Emerson of Genoa. And it includes Timothy Murray, Mary McKinnup, and son John in Champaign. And I know, Todd, you're wondering, why is that bell ringing?
Are you Santa?
No. When a bell rings, what does that mean? An angel gets their wings.
That's right.
Well, in this case, these are new contributors, new friends of WILO Agriculture. And every time that we get a call today from a new friend of WILO Agriculture, we are going to ring this bell. So we want you to try us out at the $40 basic membership level at 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Try us out. Kick the tires. Give us a year to convince you of the importance of AM 580 agriculture programming to your marketing decisions. And, baby, we're bell ringing.
Yeah, we better ring that bell. You know what? I see that there are two lines lit up. That means that there are at least three that are open, and more if they continue to call. But let's say this. We need that $1,400. We want that $1,400 to make the 10 grand mark in this pledge period. That would really be fantastic. And we'd really like to hear from those new friends, those new angels, as Dave Dickey says. All you have to do is call this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217. I believe Dave Bigwill, isn't it? 217.
Yes, it is.
244-9455. There is an 800 number. It's 866-779-9455. So both of them end with 9455. Toll free, you can dial 866-779-9455 or 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey and I work really hard to bring you the ag programming here on the radio station 6 days a week. The closing and opening market reports, along with the pre-opening market report and commodity week, and even on the companion station, TV, Market to Market, of course, is produced by Iowa State, but we do produce some television programming that airs just before that. If you happen to be in front of the TV on Sunday mornings on Channel 12, you can see that. It's all programming that we think is worthwhile and is geared to the commodity marketer, the farmer that is looking to sell his crop. The kinds of information we think is important to you. We have how many different analysts during a given week, Dave? Oh, Dave's not there.
I am here.
You are there. Is it 20? We have 12 on the air, but we have at least 20.
It's at least 20, and we have 6 meteorologists, and then we talk to all different kinds of folks. We talk to people, traders up at the Chicago Board of Trade. We talk to guest analysts that come in on Commodity Week. We stay in touch with them even though when they're not on the air to kind of get a sense of what's going on around the country. We just talk to a whole lot of people every week, Todd.
You bet. You know, it's one of those things. I think Dave and I both really like our job. We hope that that shows. We really do. But we need you right now to pick up that phone and dial this number to make sure that they understand here at the radio station that it's important to you that in this region, in the two-state region, Illinois and Indiana and the rest of the Midwest, if you happen to be listening to this on the web, at 217-244-9455. Now, you can do this in a couple of ways, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. If you happen to be listening on the web, you can hit that pledge button that's at the top of willag.org, that's willag.org, and pledge your support. But however you do it, make the phone call, make the pledge online, make sure they know that you're pledging in support of ag programming here at the radio station. The number again is 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey, we will check in with you just before the bottom of the hour to see how things are going. We
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is WILL AM 580. USDA released its first weekly crop progress report yesterday afternoon. It does not include information about corn planting. Those numbers will be out for the first time next week. But it does have some information about winter wheat and its condition. Now 33% considered in good condition across the United States. 5% of that crop in excellent condition. We'll hear this week from Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska.
This is Brad Schwab with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending April 1st. This is the first weekly crop progress and condition report for the 2007 growing season. Statewide, average temperatures were nearly 16 degrees above normal, and precipitation was also slightly above normal. Rains throughout the week did not allow soils to dry, which kept farmers out of their fields. Mother Nature has been very generous with rainfall in recent weeks as topsoil moisture supplies have advanced to 1% short, 49% adequate, and 50% surplus. Days suitable for field work last week ranged from less than 1 to nearly 5 depending on where you were in the state, with the statewide average of 1.1. The Southwest Crop Reporting District yielded the most favorable field conditions with 4.8 days suitable for field work. Corn planting is yet to begin on a widespread basis, and oat seeding continued on a limited basis last week. Illinois producers intend to plant 50,000 acres of oats this year, with 7% of those plantings complete, compared to 20% last year and the 5-year average of 21%. Condition of soft red winter wheat crop continues to improve with the warmer temperatures and rain showers. Wheat condition was rated as 1% very poor, 8% poor, 28% fair, 56% good, and 7% excellent. Farmers continue to prepare their equipment for spring and tend to their livestock. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Joe Prusaki, State Director from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly Crops and Weather Report for the week ending April 1st, 2007. It was an unreasonably warm and wet week across Iowa. The warmest day was Monday, the 26th, with highs in the 70s and 80s statewide. Daytime highs for the remainder of the week were mostly in the 50s to low 60s in the north and to the 60s and low 70s in the south. The statewide average precipitation in Iowa was 1.55 inches, or a little more than double the week's normal of 0.72 inches. Soil temperatures were averaging in the mid-40s in the north to the low 50s in the southern part of Iowa. Despite above-normal temperatures last week, more rain on already saturated ground kept most farmers out of the field and contributed to minor flooding. Grain movement was also slowed due to soft, wet roads. All the while, farmers dealt with muddy feedlots and ensuing livestock problems. There were 0.7 days suitable for field work compared to 1 day last year at this time. Topsoil moisture rated 1% very short or short, 53% adequate, and 46% surplus across Iowa. Subsoil moisture rated 4% very short or short, 68% adequate, and 28% surplus. These are the highest soil moisture levels for early April since 1998. Oat seedings were 5% complete, the same as last year, but less than the 5-year average of 14%. No significant corn planting was reported in Iowa. Fertilizer application at 52% was 1% below last year, but the same as the 5-year average. This has been Joe Prusaki with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crop weather report for the week ending April 1st, 2007.
This is Steve Parn reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather report for the week ending April 1st, 2007. Wet heavy snow blanketed parts of the northwest, while the eastern three-fourths of the state received 1 to 2 inches of rain, keeping farmers out of the field. Weak conditions improved due to the recent moisture and rated 63% good or excellent, above last year. Oats planted was at 15%, while 2% had emerged. Sugar beet planting was just starting in the west with 2% completed. Cattle and calf conditions rated 9% poor, 27 fair, 58 good, and 6 excellent. Spring calving was 70% complete. Calf losses rated 4% below average, 83 average, and 13 above average. This has been Steve Parn of the USDA's NAS Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.
You can pick up the Crop Progress Report in its entirety if you'd like each and every week at willag.org. That's www.willag.org. While you're there this week, don't forget to hit the pledge button up at the top of the page and pledge your financial support to the radio station that brings you ag programming 6 days a week. That's at the top of the page, or you can call right now if you'd like at 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support to the radio station here in Urbana-Champaign Public Radio, WILL. Dave Dickey on the line in Pledge Central. I know there have been a few angels there, Dave. Tell me about them and how far we are along towards that $1,400 goal in this half hour to put us over 10 grand this afternoon. Just a few calls. Apparently some new angel wings too, right?
Well, we're sitting at 89.84 the next phone call. $40 pledge even will put us over that 9,000 mark. Of course, we're looking for $10,000 in support of AM 580 Agriculture for the spring pledge drive. 217-244-9455, the number to call. And I'm looking for angels. And that is anyone who has never pledged to this service before, a $40 pledge today at 217-244-9455. Try us out. We know that farming is a very competitive thing to do, but we also know that with the right information, you can gain an edge that translates into money in your pocket. And we built this AM 580 agricultural service on that premise. So ask yourself what AM 580 is worth to you each year, and we would hope that it would be worth at least $40. So particularly if you've never given it this service before, make that contribution right now, 217-244-9455, and earn your wings.
You bet, Dave. Thanks much. We'll talk to you again in about 3 or 4 minutes. Dave Dickey is, of course, your Director of Agricultural Programming here at the WILO radio stations. I'm Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week, hoping that you'll call that number at 217-244-9455. We'll find out whether you did in 2 minutes. Right now, it's time for your regional newscast.
And with this look at AM 580 News, I'm Tom Rogers. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange's parent company has put off the shareholder vote that had been scheduled for tomorrow. The vote was supposed to be on the takeover of the CME's crosstown rival, but it's been postponed indefinitely because the Chicago Board of Trade is still studying dueling offers. A federal judge in Urbana has sentenced two men from Mattoon to spend 3 decades in prison apiece for kidnapping the owner of a chain of Mexican food restaurants last year. Francisco Villalobos and Terrence Merritt admitted kidnapping 43-year-old Antonio Aguas Navarro last September from the parking lot of his La Bamba restaurant in Champaign. An Indiana Senate panel has voted to allow counties to use income taxes rather than property taxes to fund future growth. The House failed to pass a property tax plan earlier this session, but members of both parties have tagged property tax relief and restructuring as a top priority. Indiana Senate Tax Chairman Luke Kenley says the new plan gives lawmakers a big opportunity to deal with the problem. The Senate Republican plan would increase the homestead credit from 20% to 28% for property taxes payable this year. A variety of factors is expected to increase property taxes on homeowners in Indiana this year by an average of 15% across the state. A number of community groups want awareness about the problem of sexual assault to spread across the community. A spokeswoman for Rape Crisis Services of Champaign says sexual assaults are often such a taboo topic that it's underreported to police, but she says 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be affected by sexual assault in one way or another before they're 18. A year of freedom in the city of Urbana ended this morning for 2 turkeys. A crew of animal experts and police apprehended the male and female birds. A press release from the city says the turkeys have been taken to an undisclosed rural location far from Urbana and released. The turkeys have been a conversation piece in town over the last year, but officials were concerned that they are becoming aggressive. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
I'm Todd Gleason, AM 580 Agriculture, reminding you now's the time, the closing time for you to get in and call at 217-244-9455 to make sure the ag programming here at WILL AM 580 is well supported. Dial that number one now, 217-244-9455.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us every Tuesday afternoon to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. It's wet here in the Midwest. Don, is it going to stay that way and get cold?
Yeah, it is definitely getting cold. Lots of concerns today based on the latest forecast charts that some severe cold is coming, and it's going to cover a lot of territory from the Dakotas and Nebraska and Kansas east across the Missouri, Mississippi valleys and all across the Corn Belt, the Great Lakes, then New England and the East Coast. Everyone's going to see temperatures that could be more than 20 degrees below normal, which is going to put us into some potential for some hard freeze conditions. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on those temperatures, especially over the weekend.
And who's going to be under the biggest gun at that point, the spring wheat, the hard red, or the soft red?
Yes. Yes to all those. I would have to say the spring wheat areas probably will be most susceptible. But this cold front has the potential to have a negative impact on agriculture all the way to the Gulf Coast and all the way into the southeastern United States. This is a real McCoy in terms of an April cold wave. So it's going to affect all areas, hardest spring wheat and then probably the red winter wheat areas.
Does it start off this evening and then continue to get colder and colder over
time? Colder,
but
you're definitely going to see the steeper drop in temperature as we get into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's when the real cold air comes in. But we're going to start that trend downward as early as the next 12 to 24 hours.
I see a forecast maybe of a 35-degree high in the far northwestern part of Illinois. By the time we get to the weekend, what are we talking about?
It could be colder than that. We may have some highs in the upper 20s. We're seeing some air being forecasted to come in here coming right out of the Yukon. The trajectory of the air is coming right out of northwest Canada, where even though we're into April, there is still plenty of cold air to work with.
That's no Yukon gold, that's for sure.
No, it isn't.
All right, any place around the globe we ought to check in on?
Well, dry in Australia again. They had a little period of wet weather over the last couple of weeks. They've dried out. Central and southern China look to be wet. Northern areas dry. Precipitation across Europe. Going to be averaging near to a little bit above normal in the southern and eastern areas.
All right. We appreciate you much.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joining us here on the Closing Mark Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Time to check in with Dave Dickey, who is in Pledge Central at this hour, hoping that a few folks are... Wings. There's another bell. Dave, tell me about it, please.
John Gullickson out of New Lenox earned his wings. He's a new contributor. We're taking another phone call right now for agricultural support. It also appears to be a new contributor. You can be the next new contributor to support AM 580 Agriculture and earn your wings, 217-244-9455. We're wrapping up our spring fund drive for agriculture. We won't be back again until October. We're sitting at almost $9,100 actually right now, Todd. We'd like to get to $10,000, but it is last chance Texaco. But we do have five volunteers ready to take phone calls right now.
Yeah.
So you can slip it in still at 217-244-9455. Earn your wings. Or if you haven't made your contribution yet, now is the time. 217-244-9455.
Oh, this is easy to do, Dave. It's 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. Let me repeat it, 217-BIG-WILL. Dial it now. You can dial in with your support of ag programming to Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Do it now. Do it right now because it's the right thing to do. If you've been listening to the programming content here at WILL for any length of time, you know that we work really hard to give you the best marketing information possible. We hope that it's worthwhile. A $100 level would be great. You don't have to do it within the next 20 seconds, but if you do it in the next hour or 2 hours, make sure you tell them that you're dialing in support of ag programming. Dave and I would appreciate it so much. Dave, thanks for being along this afternoon.
You're welcome, Todd.
And Dave Dickey, you're, of course, your director of ag programming here at the WILL radio stations. He's hoping to give a few more people their angel's wings this afternoon when they dial in to 217-244-9455. You have a great afternoon. This has been the Closing Mark Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Programming on WILL is made possible in part by Wachovia Securities, 1605 South State Street in Champaign. Wachovia starts with your life and plans your money around it. More information is available from Tom Manolakis, First Vice President Investments at 351-8694.